Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey, everybody. We got a lot to cover on this episode of the show, so let's get right into it. You probably noticed just now that there was no theme song at the beginning of the show here in the theater, and those of you listening to the podcast. And that's because my guests tonight are the creators of the theme song of I Love Movies, and they're here to play it for us live. It's Chris Hardwick and Mike Furman, otherwise known as Hard and Firm. Let's get them out here.
Hey, everybody. You know, when Mike and I were challenged with the task of writing the I Love Movies theme, we wrote a much longer song. And then Doug was like, "Yeah, 10 seconds ought to do it." So the song is actually slightly longer. So we're just gonna play the bridge as well for everyone. Ready?
Ready.
Thank you. Doug hates candy wrapper, screaming baby, sticky seats with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still
not one
that he
won't see.
Doug is the god of hellfire! He will rip out your eyes and impregnate your face! Doug is your lord! Doug is your master! You will surrender your spirit to his will! Exterminate! Exterminate! 'Cause Doug loves movies!
That's the one.
I'd never heard that middle part before because I had never listened to it backwards. If you play it backwards, that's what's going to happen.
That's what happens. A little bit of backward masking.
All right, so we got to rearrange here a little bit, but I have my I have my opening comments. What happened?
What? No, I want a human guitar stand.
Oh, okay. You just make that guy hold it the whole time?
Well, that's basically it, yeah.
All right.
Is that all right with you?
Point of order. That's a good question.
All right, let's keep everything on microphone. This is a podcast. You guys are professionals. If you're going to interview people in the audience for no reason, mic them up.
All right, here we go.
Hello, I'm Jeff. I'm the human guitar stand for the evening. If I could get M&M's after the show, that would be
What is that character? Is there? Are you doing like a voice or something? Or, or is that how you normally speak?
He's a young Stephen Dorff.
Oh, okay.
It's a little comedy grenade there for that guy. Yes, we'll get you some candy afterwards. I promise.
Oh, that's nice. That's a nice trade-off for making him hold your guitar for the next 40 minutes. Yeah. That's fantastic. Great news, everybody. I got an email from John Lithgow. I've been pursuing him in a weird way.
As a character or as John Lithgow?
Well, he writes as himself.
Oh. Interesting twist.
If it was in all caps, I would think he's still stuck in his character from Third Rock from the Sun. But... But no, his writing is very gentle, like the man who sings songs to children sometimes.
Okay.
He kills them like his character
no,
in Dexter.
No, he doesn't kill the children he sings to. That would be doubly cruel.
That would be weird.
Yeah. I'm going to sing to you and then I'm going to kill you. All right, well, the singing better be good, mister. So, so this is what he wrote to me. He wrote, "I'm hearing from everybody how cool your podcast is." Now he's going to hear from people that I've shit all over him. I heard from how cool your podcast is, and that my name comes up on it from time to time. We'll get this together when I finally get back to L.A., because he's in New York doing a play. But this is my favorite part. Meantime, carry on, funny man.
Wow.
From John Lithgow.
Carry on, funny man might be the title of my next album.
Yeah. And you're on in the cover in, like, smeared clown makeup and alone.
And I know it's really him because he just signs it J. And if it wasn't him, he'd write this whole name out.
John Lithgow the First.
Yeah.
Fake so, John Lithgow.
So he's definitely, probably, maybe going to do the show. The next time he's out in California, I don't know when that's going to be, but I think it's time for a contest. So what I want everybody to do is I want them to go to a specialthing.com, and find the I Love Movies with Doug Benson thread on that site. It's, you know, it's a comedy website for discussing comedy. And go find that thread on I Love Movies and tell me which comedian of all the ones that you know that I know, or all the comedians, I don't care, which comedian you'd like to see as the other guest with John Lithgow.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's a good one. Let's go to the phones.
Yeah. And we're going to take this to the internet instead, Chris.
All right.
And it's not going to be the fifth poster. What? It's not going to be the winner. It's going to be the name that gets the most votes.
We'll,
if they're available.
Sure.
You know, there's a lot of... This isn't legally binding, is my point. But let's have a contest. Let's see, you know, we'll get... somebody gets to come out and sit with a great actor who will murder him at the end of the... Or her. Could be a her, you guys. Don't be sexist in your voting. And one more thing, I wanted to read one more letter that I got, not a letter, a Twitter, a lady named L. Vignetta or something like that. So everybody look her up on Twitter. That'll be easy to do.
L. Vignette, maybe?
Oh. No, but
this is America, fuckface!
It's E-L-L-E underscore V-I-G-N-E-T-T-A, Vignetta. Vignetta.
Oh. Vignetta.
Yeah. V for Vignetta. She wrote, or he, could be a dude, regarding I Love Movies, I listen to it at work where I make stools. And...
Oh, wow. That...
And I had to look again because I thought it said while.
While I make stools.
Yeah.
Still.
But it's still weird, right?
Still
making
weird.
Stools.
That is the real America.
That is
I make a house that you say is the stools in your country.
John Lithgow, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Rip. I go to rip off my face and I forget that I'm not John Lithgow and I just pull all the skin off my face. And then
this crowd is electric, but unfortunately unplugged.
My turn. So, Chris is good at talking. He's really good at it. You're good at, like, when you're on with Adam Carolla, you actually say stuff. You actually get stuff in there. Because
mm-hmm.
when I'm on with him, it's just like watching Adam Carolla talk for a while. And then well, you say, thanks for coming, and I go home.
The thing is, Adam will talk about anything. So you just have to, every once in a while, just fire a topic. And then, you know, he'll just be talking about, like, yeah, and these goddamn clamshells are like, how am I going to pay for these fucking clamshells? And you're like, floorboards. So I'm laying these floorboards and my goddamn... And then he'll just go... That's
I don't know enough car or carpentry words to throw them off like that.
Floorboards, that's about
it for
me.
You're a genius like that. That was it? That was it for you too?
I know a house is comprised of floorboards and a bit of glass, and then that's pretty much it. That's all I know about houses.
So as a duo, Hard and Firm, you guys, let's let Mike Firm talk, Furman talk for a second.
Hello.
Because, yeah, let's hear his real voice. Because you've never been on I Love Movies before.
I have not.
It's a pleasure to have you, considering you co-wrote the theme and all.
Yes, it's great
and
to be here.
And you're a funny man in your own right.
That's nice.
About 90% your work, 10% Chris's, right?
I wouldn't say that.
You had to break
I'd
it
say
down.
Like 95.5. There you go.
What do you got?
And has anyone like threatened physical violence or anything with you guys? Like because of the what do you call it when
for
you
that
have like
theme
a,
song?
When you have like a worm in your brain? What's it called?
An earworm.
Like yeah, it really.
You were almost there.
So technical.
You
and your technical talk.
There's that floorboard genius.
yeah. People. Some people find it haunting, I've heard.
Oh, wow.
Like they can't shake it.
I don't know. When you called to ask us to do it, Mike had just acquired a banjo, so he was all in like, hey, I want to make a banjo song. And then you called, and then it was perfect.
And I was in my harmonica phase where I thought, I'm in L.A. I'm sitting in my car for hours a day. I may as well learn harmonica while I'm driving.
You know, like
so
you
that
do.
Was, and that's the only song I've ever recorded harmonica on. And then I was kind of over it. So it was just enough to get your theme song. And then I was like, I should be driving.
By the way,
safely.
After your theme song, we never put a banjo or harmonica in any song since. Like, that was pretty much
no,
it.
No, that's good. I like that it's special. And I like that, you know, the harmonica while driving ordinance kicked in. So we're all much safer now.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mike literally can play everything. So to him, it's like,
wait, when you're.
Oh, we should have a bassoon in this song. Like, how the fuck do you know how to play that? And then he's just. Murr, murr, murr. That's how bassoon sounds.
He just fakes it with his hands, too,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mike, that's not a bassoon. That's a dog.
Oh, sorry.
What are you doing?
The guy who confuses dogs and bassoons. This week on SNL.
So one of the things we talk about on I Love Movies, Mike Furman, is movies.
Oh.
And
I should have prepared.
Yeah. Well, no, you don't have to prepare anything. Oh. I watched a good portion of Black Dynamite today on I had Netflixed it. And I enjoyed what I saw, but I also really enjoyed the nap that led to.
Not an explosive movie?
It was a twofer. Well, you know how it is when you rent a movie and you're laying on your couch watching it. You're like, this is really fun, but sleep is fun too.
Yeah.
And then you know that fun is, you can watch the rest of it later. It's not like I'm going to fall asleep five times through it like I did with trying to watch Harry Potter at home. The most recent one, it was like watch some of it, nap. A couple days later, watch some more of it, nap.
Yeah.
Like every time I was like, God, I wish I was Dumbledore at the end of this.
Are you serious?
Now, what do you say, Chris? I don't know if you're outraged because I watched it or because I didn't like it. I didn't hate it. I just, it was hard to get through.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They're long movies. There's
yeah,
no doubt
and it's
about
just
that.
Like
long.
Whenever they start playing Quidditch, I'm like, it's like curling on the Olympics. I don't know what is happening. So why do I care?
Well, Doug, there's a quaffle, and then there's a golden snitch. And you got to catch the golden snitch before the other team gets a quaffle of the hoop. What is so fucking hard about that? And there's flying on brooms.
Have you gotten together like in a basement and played...
Let's play Quidditch! Yay!
Or just, you know, any kind of game, you know, like Dungeons & Dragons, but with Harry Potter. You could do that. It sounds like you know enough about it.
That does sound like a 3D Star Trek kind of thing. Like they'd have a 3D Quidditch board that you would have to like move from here to here, then X93 to X91, and right? Who's with me? Come on. What? Really?
Mm. That's so Ravenclaw. Come on, motherfuckers. What?
Chris says the thing and responds. You're like a one-man ventriloquist.
I have to be most of the time.
Right, you don't normally, you guys don't get interviewed together like this ever.
No.
Not that often.
What movies have you seen lately? I don't care where.
I saw An Education. I got, my wife is a screenwriter, so she gets all the preview, I mean all the, you know, like Precious and
right,
all
the stuff that you are, it's illegal for you to watch it, sir.
Yes, it is. She doesn't let me watch it. She watches it, then I just peek through the door.
Oh, okay. So. That's a great way to watch An Education.
Yeah.
Through a peephole, like the whole thing is very, very tawdry.
If it's a good movie, she doesn't hear a big thud when I fall asleep standing up.
And what do you think of that girl in Education? I think she's great.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah, yeah. She's 24 when they made that.
Okay.
So it's your thoughts are all right.
Okay, good, good, good.
The thoughts you were having while you're watching, like, hey, I wish I was Peter Sarsgaard.
I was picturing her renting a car. Is that all right? So good. We're okay.
No. One more year. Oh,
shit.
She can't rent a car yet.
Shit. Somebody should make a countdown website, and then we can picture her at a girl of counter.
She's the girl of my dreams until I realized she couldn't rent a car. So I counted down the days. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Unfortunately, the last movie I saw was Miss Congeniality 2.
In the theaters?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good. That's good.
Wait a minute. Why? Well, like on TBS or something?
Well, because my girlfriend's on Dinner and a Movie, and so they send, you know, when they write jokes.
Oh, so she has to research watch,
yeah,
and you join
and so
in just
that was
for
on,
fun.
And I just ended up, it was one of those movies where I just ended up getting sucked in for somehow. Like, oh, I hope Miss Congeniality pulls through on this one.
What do you think do you have any idea what the recipe is going to be on that episode of Dinner and a Movie? Miss Congeniality pie or something? The puns get pretty bad sometimes, don't they?
I think it's going to be piss congeniality, and they're just going to pee on a tea bag, and that's going to be the recipe. Like, thanks for watching.
Great. Now we're going to have another political movement on our hands.
Yep.
It's horrifying. The pee tea baggers.
Uh-huh. Pee tea
baggers. We don't like the tea baggers. We piss on the tea baggers.
Literally.
So wait a second. Did you enjoy watching that? Like, you watched it beginning to end?
Yeah.
Because it really was the worst of the Miss Congeniality trilogy.
Yeah.
And I call it that because it felt like three movies.
Well, you know, Doug, Sandy signed on for the trilogy, and I think Brett Ratner was going to direct the third one, and I don't know if that's still in development, but...
That's some weird,
did I bum
weird
someone
moans
out?
On that one. There were the Brett Ratner fan club came out tonight.
Because if you think X3 was good, you are the fucking Wizard of Wrong. Like, that was a bad movie. X3 was not good.
Hmm.
You're pretty forgiving of stuff, though. You like you like movies that just kind of try, at least, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, because, you know, when you work on stuff, or you work on a movie, you work on a TV show, you realize that it's really hard to get shit made, especially because there are so many people adding notes to things, that it's a wonder, A, that anything gets made, period, and then, B, that anything gets made well. So when you watch a movie and it's not amazing, I'm a little more forgiving because I'm like, well, you know, they worked hard on that. Somebody
it's like a mob mentality. It's no one person's fault.
Right.
You can't really blame anybody.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Making
movies that's what's
is
wrong
hard.
With this country is there's too many people in charge, I think. But, you know, that's why sometimes a movie comes, you know, catches everybody by surprise and is great because no one meddled with that person. Like, somebody got lucky and made a movie. Mm-hmm. Like, most of your great filmmakers, their first one was one of the best ones, if not the best one, that they ever
right.
made.
Because nobody's expecting anything.
Because, yeah, they just got away with it somehow. They just snuck it out there.
And the studios aren't smart enough to go, maybe if we just let the smart creative people do their thing. Instead, it's everyone wore gray shirts in the first one. Gray shirts all around for the sequel. You're like, fuck, really?
Yeah, or it's I made a movie that was a huge hit, so anything that I dream up will be awesome. You know, like, so that leads to a lot of really...
Sorry, I have a cold.
All right, so let's play Build a Title, which I haven't even told Mike how it's played in the briefing backstage, so that makes it even more fun.
Or the weeks building up to the show.
This is Build a Contestant right here.
I had plenty of chances to tell him, but he'll figure it out. You know how this works, Chris. I'll say the title of a movie, and you make the title longer by adding another movie's title to the beginning or the end of it.
Is this like a Wheel of Fortune before and after?
It kind of is, but it keeps going, and
no.
You get a nice long one until there's stoppers on either end.
So it's like the German
or until
language.
I get bored with it, which is fast. Some guy at the last episode of this show, I don't know if you guys were the audience, you might be exactly the same people, but some guy said the last show with Greg Proopsen and Guy O'Belum that he said, he wrote to me, you could not have sounded more bored. And it's just like, well, maybe that's my voice. Or something, or I don't know. I thought it was.
I think you should prove him wrong and sound more bored right now.
So let's play Build a Title.
Mission accomplished.
No, maybe I was like that last week. I don't know.
Mike, wake up. Mike, we're on the show.
Oh my god.
Show.
So let's start with Shutter Island. Well, let's do Shutter Island because that just came out, and one guy in the audience just went, "Ow!" I don't know if he hates it or wants to fuck it.
I got one.
Ow! Ooh. All right, Mike.
I got one.
Yeah.
Shutter Island of Nim. Boom.
Bam. That's also probably going to be a stopper. Is that... what starts with Nim?
Shit.
That's fine, though. Chris, can you add one? I think you can add one to the front part, maybe.
Nim the secret of? Can I make the title
no,
reverse?
No, you can, you know, where the title that ends in shut would work.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh,
Eyes Wide Shutter Island of Nim.
I like that just by itself. I think that's fun. Just Eyes Wide Shutter Island of Nim.
Mm-hmm. Do you have to use the entire title? Or can you do like
no, that's
for
the,
your
well, that's
eyes?
What we just did is we just used the shut part to get from Eyes Wide Shutter Island.
So I could so do you for your eyes shutter Island of Nim?
Only?
No, because you get...
yeah, that's what
then,
I mean. Because
then you're dropping
the
only. That's interesting you bring that up because people do that when I play the game on... Twitter. People,
yeah, that's Australian
that
rules.
Oh, shit.
It's Australian rules, build a title.
Yeah, that's...
I hate Americans.
That's an interesting distinction is people want to do that. They want to, like, drop that word.
I wanted to do it just now.
I'm trying to think of a title that ends in eyes, because there's nothing that begins in Nim, I don't think. Nympho? Is there a movie called Nympho?
Probably.
There has to be, right?
What about Nim?
It should be.
Wait.
What is it?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Because they make
every
porn
week.
There?
In the valley?
Well played, sir. Although the porn industry did technically move to Valencia.
Sorry. Listeners, enjoy that half a thing that just happened. Okay, so...
It is your responsibility to give everyone in the audience a microphone, Doug.
So I know. I don't know why. I don't know what I was thinking with that. Only the people on stage have microphones. Chris is revolutionizing podcasting. Oh, we should mention you have a podcast now called,
I do.
Called The Nerdist.
The Nerdist,
which is also your name on Twitter, Nerdist. What's your name on Twitter, Mike Firman?
Firm, Phirm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Can't believe you got there first.
Yeah, right?
I did.
Now, you'd think some spam would show up in your boxes would start off with Firm.
I had to buy it off a guy.
Really?
No.
No.
In fact, if anybody wants it. All right.
No, nobody's buying anything off anybody on Twitter. It's always like, oh, they just went with the or real
or an underscore
in front of their name. Yeah, exactly. Oh, underscore. God damn you, underscore. Let's bring out the audience that's been sitting here has been very patiently looking at a stage that has a couple of empty chairs on it. Mm-hmm. And Chris and Mike are sitting strangely far away from me. Mm-hmm. And
it doesn't feel strange for me, actually. I like this distance.
Oh, okay. I thought you guys would come out and just sit right down, but that's good that you sat over there.
It's easier to talk this way because I can see you better than sitting right next to you.
We're
all
far
right,
aside.
Well, I'm going to bring out some people to keep you from seeing me right now because we're going to add two people to these empty chairs. I thought it would be fun for the Leonard Maltin game this week, since Hard and Firm are a team, to bring out another musical team and have them compete. So please welcome my friends. They go professionally by Garfunkel and Oates.
Woo!
Garfunkel and Oates. And Garfunkel is Ricky Lindholm.
Hello.
And Oates is Kate Micucci. And you guys never told me that you're Garfunkel and you're Oates.
Oh, I didn't tell you that?
I just figured
obvious.
It out.
Well,
that's the kind of smart I am.
Do you know why we
because,
are Kate, you can tell him.
Yeah, tell me why you...
Because Ricky is tall and blonde and I'm short and have brown hair and if I'm not careful, I'll have a mustache.
In my defense, I did not think that mustache part, but everything else is that's exactly where I came up with it. So
I thought of something for that title.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Mickey Blue Eyes.
Nice.
Or Snake Eyes.
Shit.
What?
Damn.
Ricky's pretty
probably
smart.
Snake Eyes is better because not what movie ends with the word Mickey?
What ends with snake?
There's got to be something that ends with snake, right? What? Make snake? What?
Black snake.
That was a rhyming game. All right. Well, send in your answers to at who gives a shit. On Twitter. And,
there is probably someone with that name.
No, people do write to me like, you should have added this title to it. Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Do you have any Ritalin around? Or? I need to get so excited about it. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game.
Yay.
It's
I'm
going to
grab a water from backstage. Yay. One second.
Oh, wow. This guy really is real professional.
I love people on Twitter who don't understand sarcasm, and you write something sarcastic, and they write back to you to explain to you why that thing was wrong.
Oh, you know what those people are called?
What?
Everybody. You cannot write, even if you have 17 followers and they're all people that actually know you. If you write a joke that ends in a question mark, you will get answers.
Yes.
I always feel compelled though to like take it serious. Like I wrote a thing during the Grammys. I wrote, I wonder what T-Pain sounds like when he's singing, right? Which is an auto-tune joke. And somebody wrote like, oh, here's a song that he sang. I was like, what? No. All right, and I listened to it, and I was like, you're right, he's pretty good. Okay, great. That was nice.
That's why if I made that joke, I'd put hashtag autotune joke at the end of it,
yeah.
Just to say, get it, fucker? If you're not laughing already, maybe this will help.
No one understands sarcasm on Twitter.
And no matter
that's
how...
what we were talking about while you were getting water.
Sorry, I just went into a... I'm sorry, I went under the island to turn the crank, and I went back in time, so here I am.
Hey, your
wow,
nose is bleeding.
That's really weird that you would go and masturbate during the show.
Listen, you got to
find
windows. I
went down under the island to turn the crank.
Even if I have to jump into crevices of space and time to crank one out, I will do it. That's how I get it done. It's called time jacking. Were you aware of that?
All right, let's get some people for you guys to play for. What's your name, sir?
Some candy necklaces for you.
Mark, quit throwing out candy necklaces while I'm doing this, Chris.
All right, sorry, Doug. Yeah, that's yours.
Jesus. What is it, Mark? Mike? Mark. Okay, Mark. And who would you like to play for you, Hard and Firm or Garfunkel and Oates?
The ladies.
Yeah. All right, Hard and Firm. Here we go.
All right, mister. Anything right. You say, big boy.
All right.
You're cute.
Shut up, Kate. Okay, and what's your name?
Matt,
and so you get the gentleman playing for you, Hard and Firm, will play for Matt.
Yes, default, the best way to win.
Remember, well, you guys still might win. Remember that Matt is who you're playing for, and
good
you
luck,
guys
Matt.
Remember that Mark is who you're playing for.
Hey, Mark.
Because that distinction, the distinction between Matt and Mark, I will never be able to make again, I guarantee that. All right, here we go. Very nice fellows, but boy, their names similar. Let's start with the ladies. Would you like to try it? And you can, you know, discuss your thought process with each other, but don't give away too much to the other team if they're waiting to... I guess there's no steal in this game, so I guess you can say whatever you want.
Okay.
Say whatever you want. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Yeah. All right. This is... you can do a movie from 2007 or 1993 or 1981. Where do you think? And let me tell you the theme of the game today is it's all movies that take place. They're in or about... the Winter Olympic Games.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
In some respect.
2007.
Kate's already excited about this. 2007.
She says
2007. Okay. This is from 2007, and it's about, has something to do with an Olympic thing. And let me pick out something that Leonard Maltin had to say about it. He says, look for Luke Wilson in a cameo. Wow, what a clue.
Yikes.
There's a commercial for AT&T playing in the background in a scene. Okay, so I love that guy. I think he's great. All right, and 14 names. You got to start the bidding. You can say 14 names. You can jump down to a lower number. How many names do you think you can get this movie in? Garfunkel.
Six.
Wow.
Six. We can do it in six names.
Garfunkel throws down six names. What does Firm have to say, or Hard?
Do it.
Yeah. Really? Okay, oh, six man. Names. I think Kate/Oates is feeling pretty confident.
I don't know, but I am excited. I like
okay.
Are either of you big Luke Wilson fans? Like, have you been studying him or following everything?
They didn't. Neither one of them looked like that helped at all. When okay.
I've been following his Sprint commercials.
Okay.
They're so good in those commercials.
They're really good.
Okay, first name
have
is
you been
Remy,
following his
Remy
many cameos?
Gerard. Remy Gerard is somebody. Then Tom Virtue. That's a porn name.
It's no help.
But a classy one.
Yeah.
It is.
Rob Corddry is in this. Mm. William Daniels is in this. And Scott Hamilton.
Blaze of Glory.
That's correct.
Fuck
motherfuck!
I didn't even give you. I didn't give you your six names. There was one more name that really gives it away. It's Nick Swartzen is the next
Boom.
Name. Then Andy Richter, Craig T. Nelson, all the way up to John Heater and Will Ferrell.
Nice.
And I love that movie. Whenever that movie's on like TV and I'm flipping around, I stop and I'm just mesmerized by it. Just sad to admit that, I guess.
Damn it.
People don't necessarily agree. Are you guys all right down there?
What?
You're going to get to start the next one.
Okay.
Oh, good.
So you have a chance to get into this and possibly win something for these nice people. There's
what are the Winter Olympics?
Fantastic prizes on the line.
There are prizes, really?
Yeah. Okay. The winner gets a bag full of stuff that I don't want anymore.
Oh.
And sometimes it's garbage. Sometimes it's awesome.
Is it stuff from that gifting suite we went to?
I think I've given all that away, maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all stuff.
You regifted the gifting suite?
Yeah, but you know, it's fun to get a bag full of stupid crap randomly that you'll go home and stick in a pile, and eventually they'll make a TV show about you because you save too much stuff.
It's happened to every one of us.
We're all hoarders. Okay, I have trouble with this app sometimes finding my way around and making sure it works right.
Well, okay. That's because you're on a first-gen iPhone, Doug. You should upgrade to the 3GS.
Luke Wilson.
Okay, 1993. This goes to Hard and Firm. Get to decide.
1993, 1981, or 1979.
What year would you like to guess for a Winter Olympic?
What was the middle one?
Themed movie. 81. 93 or 79.
Do 81. Furman's feeling 81.
Let's do 81.
I was just hoping you'd decide before 2011. Here we go.
Really uncalled for, Doug.
Let's go back and listen to the tape. That took you forever. And it was also the worst choice you could have made.
No, you just sound bored. That's all.
I'm so bored right now.
Sorry, I just jerked off in a time rift. What I missed.
Was that white cloud?
How
monster?
Long have they been on the island, seriously? Like, how long is
just it? Like 2 or 3 months.
Oh, okay. I have this whole big argument.
Which reality stream are you talking about, Doug? Are you talking about the parallel stream in Los Angeles or the one that's back on the island?
Okay, we got 10 names
here. All right, we'll talk about it.
There we go.
We have 10 names.
All right.
Let's see. Leonard says about this movie that takes place in or around the Winter Olympics. Mm-hmm. He says, look for Charles Dance as a gunman.
All right. Sorry, dude.
What year is it?
Sorry.
That is the single worst clue I've ever given. Look for who as a what?
My answer
this
to that would be...
This is a movie about the Olympics?
No.
There's no way, you guys. I could give you all the names but one, and nobody will get this. So let's play. Fucking start with 10 names or underbid there, Chris and Mike, if you want. They're going to discuss strategy briefly.
Good idea.
Eight.
Eight?
Yeah.
All right, eight names. What do you think?
I think you guys should do it.
All right.
Ricky says name that
What
movie.
Happens if we miss it? But do we lose something?
Then you
do
completely lose.
Matt loses a finger.
We lose the entire game? Like, that's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're done.
Oh, shit,
really?
No, we'll play some more, but you're, it's, you know. A lot of times you only have time for, like, best team to get to 2 points, so, you know.
Matt gets splayed by a katana. This show is actually sponsored this week by the Yakuza.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Good
luck. Every week I say, I say so-and-so is a shithead. I name a person who's a shithead at the end of the show, and the losing person, which will be either Matt or Mark, I was going to name the one that is being represented by Hard and Firm, but I couldn't remember which one it was.
Matt.
Okay, so Matt is gonna get to name when he's on the losing side, he's gonna get to name who the shithead is this week. So it's it's a great
P.S.
consolation
Matt,
prize.
Not paying attention to the show at all, just staring at a weird space 3 feet above the floor.
Well, he is about sitting very. Things. He's sitting very. You know, he's. It's got to be awkward when you're sitting on the stage. Like, I never get those. Like, there's a few Broadway shows where like there's seats on the stage.
Oh, like Xanadu.
It's like, what the fuck am I doing up here? Oh, spelling bee. They make you get up and dance around and stuff. Oh. Did you have to do it?
No, but the person I was with did. It was awful.
Oh my god.
They did not want to be up there.
Did they make you do a Charles Dance? He's a gunman in this movie.
Wow.
You should look out for.
Well played. Nice work.
Thanks.
That was masterful. Okay, so you get eight names? Is that what we decided?
Eight names.
Okay, here we go, eight names. Walter Cotel is in this.
Oh, God.
The Walter Cotel. Lois Maxwell. Desmond Desmond Llewellyn.
Was it shot in the 30s?
Lois Maxwell, Desmond Llewellyn, starring in The Horse Who Can Dance.
And Vivian Vance.
William Frawley.
Cassandra Harris as Aunt Matilda. Jill Bennett.
Are we still doing a bit, or are these actual names?
These are real names. Okay. I would throw out a Jill Bennett for that game. That kind of went off track a little. I needed another name like Hildegard Fornbush.
Fornbush. As...
Okay, these are real names now.
Okay.
Julian Glover. Lynn Holly Johnson. Oh, this might give it away, actually. Topol.
What, Topol?
The smoker's tooth polish?
Yes.
Isn't it a mineral? What is it?
Topol.
Thank you. Pick you one guy.
So there's at least several people in this room right now, and then lots of people listening to the podcast, who from Lois Maxwell, Desmond Llewellyn, Lynn Holly Johnson, and Topol know exactly what this movie is. It couldn't be any other movie. There's no other movie it could ever possibly be than this one movie. So if you don't, if that doesn't give it away for you, then you're not going to get it.
Is it winter-themed or specifically Olympic-themed?
It takes place in or at or around the Winter Olympics.
Like in winter?
The Winter Olympics.
Could it
games.
Be in Australia in winter? Like in the sun? And...
But he's saying it takes place in the Winter Olympics.
Why do you think it's Australia all of a sudden? What gave that idea?
I'm saying that would have nothing to do with the Winter Games. If it just took place in winter in some other country, it would be.
Oh, yeah. So like, for instance, the movie Australia has nothing to do with the Winter Games. Yeah. That is correct. Do you have any more questions?
Oh, then good.
Before giving up. Yeah, the girls are talking feverishly like they want to steal it.
No, Kate knows who Topol is.
It took me a while, but
Topol's been in like four movies. And this
is
isn't Fiddler
an
on
animal
the Roof.
Or is Topol a
this
person?
This isn't Fiddler on the Roof.
I just started singing If I Were a Rich Man to Ricky because I couldn't remember the name. I was just
singing, oh, okay.
If I Were a Rich Man.
And for some reason in here it says Haim in front of his name in parentheses. Like, whose first name is in parentheses? Like, well, let's not get too crazy about... Let's not dwell on what my first name is. It's just in parentheses, you know, like in a song.
No, Topol is from Russia. First names are only implied, therefore in parentheses.
There you go.
Was that the movie?
What? Crazy Gideon just ran in here.
Hey!
It went nuts. Okay, so
you guys,
it's not going to come to you. It's not.
It's
that,
not Topol,
that,
was Topol the
it's not
last
that kind
one?
Of thing.
Was
yeah,
that the
that's
giveaway?
It. Oh, yeah. No, it's not the giveaway. The giveaway will be the next two names because you only get 8 out of the 10. Yeah. And the next name won't give it away either. Don't worry, girls.
It's not...
Carol Bouquet.
Can we... Damn it. Can we just start naming movies?
Was there,
what do you mean just start naming movies?
Can I just start throwing out like moving violations?
Narrow it down to something that is where there's snow, maybe. Right. Where there's scenes of
hot
snow.
Hot dogging.
There you go.
Hot dog the movie.
That's it.
What?
Holy shit, dude.
Is it?
No, it's not.
Oh, fuck you, man.
Oh, man.
If
that was about to be
Topol
awesome.
If Topol was in Hot Dog in the movie, I would love it.
Okay, so let's just see.
What, was it, who, oh, was
somebody
it,
yell it out when they know.
Losers.
No. That made me so sad. Like, it was horrible that loser guy died losing. But they're constantly going, oh, the loser who died, oh, that loser died. And it just sounds like they're insulting him every time to me.
Yeah.
Fuck that loser. Okay, here we go.
It does make me want to write a parody about
Lois Maxwell played Miss Moneypenny in all the James Bond movies until she was finally too old to do it. Desmond Llewellyn played Q, the gadget guy. Lynn Holly Johnson in this movie played an Olympic skater who was competing in the Olympics. And Topol, I don't know what the fuck he was doing in there.
So it's a James Bond movie.
And the
movie.
Lead actor was named Roger Moore.
You Only Live Twice.
And the movie, well, you got, I think one of those words is in here. It's it's called For Your Eyes Only.
Oh.
Maybe the clue should have been Sheena Easton sang the theme song.
Then I would have gotten it.
Yeah, right?
I would have gotten it.
That would have made it too easy.
Yeah.
If I made it about music. You guys love music more than you love movies.
I love movies more than I love music.
No, I love music more than movies.
Oh, wow. There's like
I love movies. Why does that get a boo?
He's just waiting for a Comedy Death Ray to start.
Yeah.
He doesn't even like this show. He just came in to get out of the beautiful weather. It's really nice outside. I want to go in and watch some nerds talk about movies. Play games that don't make any sense.
So did we lose?
Fucked up way to live my life. Yeah, you guys lost.
Are we doing the other ones?
The thing that sucks about that is that it's not really a Winter Olympic movie. It just had a skater in it, right?
Well, I think I was kind of clear about how fucked up the whole thing was.
Okay,
whole time, saying things like, well, you're never going to get this.
Kate and I think we know the other answers.
Okay, let's keep playing. Let's see if you can really bury these guys. Let's turn this into, what was the last big sporting event where there was a major, forget it.
I don't know shit
Quidditch.
About, I don't know shit about, yeah, it's Quidditch.
Quidditch.
Who am I talking to? Okay, here we go.
Curling, maybe.
Let's do one from 1993. Right. You want to do 1993?
Yeah.
It's an Olympics movie, and you got like only six names, interestingly enough. That's kind of a clue. And then what's his name? Leonard Maltin, my good friend. Leonard Maltin said,
That's a patently poor quote.
Is this a private message Leonard Maltin sent you? You stumbled upon?
I just got a booty call from Leonard Maltin.
Oh.
booty text. Let's just say family-oriented feel-good movie. Is one of the things he said. Most of the things he said give it away. It's because it's a very singular motion picture.
As opposed to the family
horror
movies.
That's another clue. All right. So six names. You start the bidding with Ricky and Kate.
Okay, four names.
They say four names.
I think I know what the
movie is.
One name.
Damn.
Oh. Chris thinks he knows it. He goes all the way to one name. So you guys could say zero names or name that movie.
Zero names.
Zero names.
All right. Fuck.
The only one who's played before didn't know how to do that.
Okay. I can name it in minus one name. I will give you a name from the movie.
I'll give
That's
you two
nothing
names
if you
movie.
Already
yeah,
know
yeah,
it.
Shit.
Wait.
This is good.
Unprecedented. Yeah. Unprecedented.
I like this.
He said he'd give one name. She says she'll give two names. Can you give us the name of the movie and three names, Chris Hardwick?
That's awesome.
Yes, I can give you three names in the movie.
Oh, damn it.
He says he gives three four? Names.
Oh, we only have two.
And, can you? They've only thought of two. Wow, this is like family.
Do you actually have three names?
I think I do. I think I do. I think I do.
No,
I think
no,
he's
you
got
could.
Three I'm, names. People are on their feet.
We've only got two names.
Shit.
Stay seated, guitar holder.
I'm nervous. I'm actually nervous.
Because what right. if we're all in a different movie?
So you can't do it in four names, is what
Damn.
You're saying.
No.
Okay, so Chris, three names, and then the title of the movie to keep it dramatic.
Moira Kelly.
No.
What? Shit! We're going to skip one? No!
I thought it was the
Can
cutting edge.
Can I name
edge.
The director? Can I name
it's
the director?
It's not the cutting edge.
We got it. Cool Runnings?
Yeah, that's the movie.
Cool Runnings. Yeah! Directed by John Turteltaub.
Directed by John Turteltaub.
Like who directed movie, While You Were
that
Sleeping.
That catapulted him into directordom. Like
and
really...
then he directed While You Were Sleeping, which is my favorite movie.
Yeah.
A, I'm disappointed in myself movies. For getting it wrong. B, I'm disappointed that I know three actors from The Cutting Edge.
Wait, so who else were you going to say? D.B. Sweeney.
D.B. Sweeney, Terry O'Quinn was in
oh,
that
yeah,
movie,
Oh, yeah, Terry
too.
O'Quinn. The great Terry O'Quinn.
Yep.
Wow.
Always, Chris always brings it back to Lost.
Well, I just like to think of The Cutting Edge as a different time stream of Locke's life.
All right, so Cutting Edge was another one that you could have ended up playing today. That was in there, of course, because I found out there's basically six movies that take place man. In or around or during the Winter Olympics. Or is it five? Five movies. So let's
Miracle.
Miracle's another one.
Ice Castles?
And Ice Castles is the other one, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Shut it down.
71 was
Shut
Ice Castles.
Shut it down.
I was going to guess 71 because I knew it was Ice Castles. There's no other ice movies.
Yeah. All
right, let's give away.
Was Slapshot an Olympic movie or just a Better, hockey movie?
They just played hockey.
Better Off Dead has a
has
it's not Olympic
ski racing.
Though. Yeah.
Mighty
yeah,
Ducks, yeah. but no Olympics.
I meant where there's scenes at an Olympics. I'm okay. sorry if it was vague, but
this
fuck
whole
you.
Mountain is pure snow.
Do you know the value of this mountain?
I can't feel the left
right,
side
one
of my
won?
Body.
Oh, you won, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Mark won. Mark won a lot of great
Mark?
Stuff. Mark won a heinous anus there fucticulous T-shirt from.
Yay, Mark.
That's my shirt. That's on DonkeyTees.com. He also won a copy of Dirty Laundry. It's a book with a bunch of essays in it with people like Kevin Nealon, Randy Sklar, Laura Silverman and Doug Benson. My name is actually even on the cover. It's called Dirty Laundry. It's also available on 7 audio discs. Ooh. So buy those 7 audio discs to hear me talk for 4 minutes. And I'll check this out from our good friends at Formula 420, Soak and Rinse. This will, you can take any kind of item that you might use to smoke tobacco with legally.
This guy really likes
could,
it.
You can clean it if you pour this into a bowl and put it in there.
You can always trust a bottle with an inkjet sticker on the front.
Yeah. And then also you have a copy of the screenplay of 500 Days of Summer. So, meet a girl and give that to her. That was an all right movie. I got to find out who you want to call a shithead. Just whisper it into my ear.
Does it have to be somebody from the game? Nice. Or can he be like, Jeff from
anybody
accounting?
Anybody he wants. Oh, yeah, wow. It can be anybody you want. And nobody ever picks like somebody that they hate
like
in
Glenn
real life.
Becker.
They always pick somebody that's in the movies. And I appreciate the spirit in which they do that. plugs. Let's do some plugs. What do you guys got coming up? I can do mine first and you guys can think about yours.
Sure.
You can confer with one another. What plugs you want to... Like, this podcast, this is we're taping this on February 23rd, right? Mm-hmm. So it'll come out for people to listen to around the... So think about that, around the 27th, 28th, something like that. As the listeners of the show know, it never comes out on any kind of specific schedule, and it never bothers any of them. I never hear from anybody when it hasn't been posted yet, and they're anxious to hear it.
When you use sarcasm.
They're very polite, and they keep to themselves about it. Okay, so
Internet I know.
They just totally wait patiently, and they occasionally send me a request for my address so they could send me money.
Oh nice. Wow!
And I'm like, you're just gonna come and kill me, John Lithgow. We'll keep this. Let's keep this on email. I'm going to be at Parlor Live in Bellevue, Washington, March 4th through 6th. The next Benson Interruption in Los Angeles at Largo will be on March 8th. I'm going to be at Cap City in Austin, Texas, March 9th through 11th, sort of some almost like pre-South by Southwest kickoff show kind of thing. And then follow me on Twitter because on March 7th or unfollow me on March 7th because I'm going to be live tweeting the Oscars. On March 7th, so listen to that, read it and enjoy it, or like I said, unfollow me. Hard and Firm, where are you going to be? What's going on?
I don't know if we have any...
You had all that time to think about
it? Well, we have plugs. We have individual plugs. We just don't have a
Yeah, plug individually,
plug.
Sure.
I have an album that I'm finishing in April that I've been working on for like 3 years. So
nice.
I will
That's
be putting
exciting.
Out an album.
It's called Chinese Democracy 2.
Where can people get it?
I would trust it will be on iTunes and or my website. Which
Under
I
your
built
name,
yet.
Mike Furman, or is it just Firm?
Mike Furman.
And okay. Can I say I've heard a bunch of it, and it's fucking awesome. His album is amazing.
Thanks,
so
man.
When it comes out, you should pick it up, or you're an
That's
asshole.
So great that you guys like respect each other's work. You should team up and do some stuff.
That's a great idea.
And then, Chris, what do you got coming up?
New season of Web Soup on G4. It's a network. Premieres March 3rd. Some people are like, G4, is that on the internet?
Dive into deep cable.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Third tier cable. Come on. You just keep dialing up your channel lineup until the air gets thin and you start, I can't breathe up here. And then G4 is around there. So new Web Soup's March 3rd. It's going to be Wednesday nights right after Attack of the Show. The Nerdist podcast is up now. Adam Carolla was this week's guest. And we're going to start doing Nerdist Live at Largo every month starting April 5th. And the first guest will be Adam Savage of Mythbusters. So you can go see that show at Largo on April 5th. And also at the Punchline this week, the 24th or the 27th of February.
Which one is Adam? The one that debunks myths or the one that helps him debunk myths?
He's the one that helps debunk myths.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Garfunkel and Oates have been playing some dates. I saw them at the House of Blues opening for Motion City Soundtrack, and it was you guys were fantastic. That was
Thanks.
A great show.
It was fun.
So where else can
audience.
People see you in the next few weeks? Anywhere?
Well, tonight we're playing Comedy Death Ray right after.
Okay,
this. So
get your time machine, podcast listeners.
Well, I'm just saying that to the March 5th, we have the Garfunkel and Oates Hour
right here at UCB.
In Los Angeles, mm-hmm. So go to UCBtheater.com.
We're playing comics in New York.
19th and 20th of March.
Denison University, March 7th.
Sure.
And then we go
the
to
night
Australia.
Of the Oscars. March 7th.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn it.
That's
maybe
weird.
No, March 6th. March 6th.
Saturday, yeah. March 6th.
Boom. Okay. Yeah.
And then Alaska?
Australia.
That's what I thought you said.
In April.
What's going to happen down there?
Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And if there's anybody listening to the podcast that hasn't seen Garfunkel and Oates, you should Google Garfunkel and Oates and watch their videos online. They're really funny.
Oh yeah, they have lots of videos that you can watch and listen to and do whatever else you want while you're doing that.
And we have an album on iTunes.
What's that?
And we have an album
Not
on
why
iTunes.
I said that.
Oh, there's an iTunes album too. Yeah. That's awesome. So I'll say the ending line of the show. So can you guys set up for the? Let's have
Sure.
We'll have a live version of the closing theme. And thanks to everybody for listening, and thanks to Hard and Firm for writing such a endearing. People will
Jeff,
love this song Jeff. For ages.
Thanks
Jeff held the guitar. He was great at it. Yeah. I would have if he'd have smashed it over your head right then. I would have thought that was kind of funny. All right, and you guys ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As always, D.B. Sweeney is a shithead.
Well done. Well played, Matt.
That was funny.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes have rolled, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Thank you, Doug.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week.